I got a question for you. You from New Orleans?
Yeah.
So how you feel about the bridge being up here, being on top of Claiborne?
It's a lot of noise, like, underneath it. I don't like how it's, like, putting a neighborhood, and, like, the people go here, and, like, it be noisy all night.
I grew up with the bridge always being here. I recently found out that this bridge wasn't always here. This bridge only 60 years old.
So how do you think this bridge affected the community?
I think when it was first constructed, it affected the community very negatively. It was very calculated. They took a lot of people homes and they took a lot of vegetation out the area.
The day after Mardi Gras, 1966, the federal government built the bridge. Homes and businesses were removed and the highway was built over those buildings, removing oak trees and replacing it with stone concrete supports in the process. The black community was traumatized by this destruction, but it benefited the white people. Now they could travel to work and go to any places they want.
The story that was told to people was that the bridge was built to bring suburbanites into the city. That's the story across the nation. But truthfully, those bridges were built through black neighborhoods in particular to separate. So it was definitely used as a tool of racism when it was built.
59 years later, we, students of the Net Charter High School in Central City, New Orleans, had the opportunity to interview Miss Amy Stelly, urban planner, activist, and artist with the Claiborne Avenue Alliance of Design Studio.
That is a red line map of the city of New Orleans. So you can see a lot of the city was redlined back in the 1930s, which meant it was undesirable. What I decided to do was give you guys some pictures so that you could see historically what the city looked like in the corridor in particular, and then how it looks post-interstate. So that's Treme in the 7th Ward, and that's our study area.
We were able to walk around under the bridge and around to the surrounding neighborhoods and even get her input on how the bridge affected her day-to-day life.
We're at the intersection of Ursuline and Claiborne.
So they got a big bridge.
Parked cars everywhere. And the noise is just shooting down. It's just, ugh.
All right, so you see that funeral home over there?
Yeah.
All right, so how do you think, like, it affected them because, like, they was demanded to move, but they did not move. So, like, they kind of put the bridge over their property. Like, it's so noisy upon their establishment.
They must hate it, for real. They can't sleep at night. Them poor people can't sleep at night. They can't watch their TV while hearing cars and stuff.
From our perspective, walking under the bridge reinforced all of her ideals. When we were trying to conduct interviews with each other, the noises above us too much to handle.
It has given us a poor quality of life. So it's noisy, it's dirty, and it attracts activities that are undesirable, like prostitution, drug use, theft. We also have an unhoused population. The interstate provides shelter for them. But I think the city needs to do more to take care of people who are homeless.
And even looking at the surrounding houses facing towards the interstate, they were all either closed off, abandoned.
I'm always fascinated with this picture of this man because he's homeless, and the homeless are sitting where the houses used to be before the interstate came and tore them down.
You see how it's like it's built in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
This was houses, it's not houses no more.
There was also a lot of trash, a lot of beer bottles, a lot of broken glass.
And the pollution is terrible. So I lost one of my earrings. It had fallen behind my jewelry box. For a few months, I couldn't figure out what happened. I moved the jewelry box. There was the earring. The earring was black from the pollution.
The question remains what we, the next generation of New Orleans, will do about this problem.
This spot should really be taken down. It should be turned into a homestead where people could stay in.
People want the trees back. They want the businesses back. So I want to see a beautiful, prosperous neighborhood.
The bridge's life expectancy was only supposed to be 40 years. This upcoming Ash Wednesday, it will be 60 years.
I want the traffic removed because some people want the bridge to remain a shelter, although the whole thing can't stay up there.
In my personal opinion, I feel like we should tear down the bridge entirely, replant those trees, rebuild that community, and continue to create prosperous neighborhoods all around New Orleans.
So there are many other ways to travel. There's Elysian Fields. So we have very, this is a city of boulevards. When I used to go to school, you could get a bus at Dumaine and Claiborne every 5 minutes. The streetcar was real regular. We had really, really good bus transportation here. You did not need a car growing up here.
It negatively affected the community, but you know, being from this city, we made the best out of it.
The culture lasts and it keeps going no matter what happens to the city. The people have a way of picking themselves back up.
Thank you for the interview.
All right, Jamie. Come back.